Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 77. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 73.
Mid-America Network News. Governor Laura Kelly ceremoniously signed SB 430, or what the governor calls Enhanced Kansas Workers' Compensation Act, a bill applying changes to the state workers' compensation system. Governor Kelly said the bill takes effect on July 1st. It will reduce the Social Security offset, will limit the use of independent medical exams. It will require parties to exchange medical records prior to a preliminary hearing. It allows parties to introduce medical reports without taking depositions, and the ability to settle by written agreement rather than have a hearing. The Liberal Police Department is continuing its investigation into a shooting that left a person injured on May 9th. Officers responded to the report of the shooting and found a 23-year-old man with a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to Southwest Medical Center and then later flown to a Wichita hospital for treatment. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the Liberal Police Department. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break. Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory. Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
State lawmakers awarded Kansas State University's Agriculture Department with a $25 million gift. This comes 2 weeks after the university broke ground on the Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation. The grant will really help the university's Agriculture Innovation Initiative, which aims to revamp the department's facilities. The Ag Department's construction and renovations are expected to be completed by 2026. Thousands of cyclists are arriving in Emporia for the world-famous Unbound Gravel. Gravel racing is a rapidly growing sport and originated in the Flint Hills of Kansas. Every year, Unbound Gravel brings in some of the top cyclists from around the world, including as far away as New Zealand, the Philippines, and Virginia. Nearly 5,000 visitors are expected for Unbound Gravel. Event organizers say more than 250 cyclists from the Emporia area will race. I'm Stephanie Austin.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Heritage of Red Cloud was set to close its doors on April 18th, but before that could happen, the community got together and made an effort to save the town's nursing home. The Webster County Community Hospital Foundation was able to acquire the facility from Vetter Senior Living without having to put forth any money. Approximately seven different donors gifted $375,000 to help operations costs. And as a result of that transition, the facility will now be called Heritage of Webster County. Here's what Adriel Griffin with Webster County Community Hospital had to say to KSNB Local 4.
You're talking about people's grandparents in here. It keeps them close to their families. This is their home. Red Cloud is their home. And if you take that out of the community, one, you're taking out a very significant part of our population.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Prices are falling at Rusty Eck Ford, and we are offering the biggest discounts of the year on over 500 new and used cars. We need assistance immediately and are offering our best deals of the year to give your wallet a break. Lowest prices, biggest discounts, massive inventory. Get in a new Rusty Eck Ford and save yourself from higher prices and bigger payments. Like this 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these emergency discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees, offers can be combined with approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner Fritz Blaske has filed for re-election for the 2nd District. He joined the board winning the August 2020 primary in a three-way race and has filed for a second term. Filing deadline for the August primary is noon, Monday, June 3rd. The Big Blue River Days are this Friday and Saturday in downtown Marysville. Free Entertainment Friday includes live circuit from 6 until 8 p.m. with a mix of classic rock through the 1980s. Mike Wiegers with the group is a 1970 graduate of Marysville High School. The Mikey Needleman Band is back as Friday night's headliner. Show starts at 9 with a variety of high-energy music over several decades. The Big Blue Barbecue is a highlight of the festival, featuring 25 competitive teams competing for a share of $10,000 in cash prizes. The event is sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. A People's Choice Award is planned again Saturday. The event starts at 2 with sampling. Taste of Barbecue tickets are available for $25 and are limited to 250 and available at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office or phone 785-562-3101. Saturday, the 33rd Annual Auto Fest. Registration from 8 till noon. The show runs noon till 2. The entry fee is $20 per car. $500 in cash prizes awarded. Best of show wins $500. A number of other activities are planned through the weekend with Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday. Go online to BigBlueRiverDays.com for information or contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Nebraska Rod and Custom Association annual tour of Nebraska will drift into northeast Kansas Saturday, with over 500 cars passing along U.S. 36 from just east of Mankato at Highway 14 to just west of Marysville at Highway 77, then turning northbound for Nebraska where the tour continues into Sunday. Gage County Museum and Historical Society opened a new summer exhibit this past weekend on the Big Blue Indian Reservations, highlighting struggles and hopes of the Yoto Missouri tribe. It will remain on display through September at the museum in Beatrice. Blue Rapids Museum will open a new exhibit, A Train Runs Through It, Saturday, June 1st, focusing on railroads and railroaders in Blue Rapids. The opening Saturday runs 9 until noon. The display will be up through December. Museum hours are Thursdays 1 to 5, Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Kansas Wildlife and Parks announces free fishing days this Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd. Residents may fish without a license, although all other regulations will apply. For details, go online to GoOutdoorsKansas.com. Annual Marshall County Spring Swine Show is Saturday, June 1st. The Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check in 8:30 till 9, showmanship at 9:45, followed by judging and breeding and market classes. For details, phone 785-562-8626. Charles F. Charlie Griswold, age 94 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7.
at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Charlie Griswold. Betty Kasich, age 85, of Lewiston, passed away Sunday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 2 p.m. at the Evergreen Home Cemetery in Beatrice, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Kasich. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday for Vonda L. Roberts Garland, who passed away December 24th. Celebration of life service Saturday at noon, with a visitation beginning at 10 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Vonda Roberts Garland. Services for Douglas Doug Jorgensen, age 62, of Waterville, who passed away May 4th, are planned Saturday. Committal service at 2 at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. A celebration of life service will follow at the Waterville Community Center, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doug Jorgensen. James H. Jim Dodds, age 82, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Dodds.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers are possible into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then scattered showers are possible into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some scattered showers are possible early Saturday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. And scattered showers are possible again into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers may continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still some scattered showers as we head into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then rain showers may continue Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59. The record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04.
Summer road trip season is almost here. We will share some advice for traveling with a family pet on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 30th, the 151st day of the year. Voice actor Mel Blanc was born in 1908, and the first Indy 500 race took place on this day in 1911. If your pet will be along for a summer road trip, here's some advice for happier traveling. Keep your pet in a carrier or crate, large enough for them to stand in and turn around. Don't feed your pet in a moving vehicle. Light meals are best, with some time for food to settle before getting back on the road. Keep them hydrated, too, with frequent access to water. If your pet isn't used to riding in a vehicle, take some practice runs around town in the weeks before your trip. And because unfamiliar places and people can bring out behavioral issues, brush up on those as well. Not bad advice for people, too. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats baseball team may have wrapped up their regular season at 15-15 overall and fell out of the Big 12 conference tournaments. However, they have made their way into the NCAA national championships as the team says they are excited to get into the tournament after not making it for the past few years and playing one of the toughest seasons out of any other team.
We did play the most difficult schedule in league. We played one of the most difficult schedules out of conference and overall schedule. And I kept leaning on that for our body of work, and I was hoping the committee would do the same thing. And they did. I mean, look, we're sixth place in the third best conference in the country. You know, that's a tournament resume.
The Wildcats now head to Fayetteville as the region's number 3 seed as they face number 2 Louisiana Tech on Friday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The high school baseball championships are wrapped up across the state of Kansas for the 2024 season, according to Keisha, as the games wrapped up at the end of last week, with the 6A division wrapping up with Olathe South ended up winning the entire tournament, finishing their season with a 16-13 overall record. In your 5A division, it was St. Thomas Aquinas that walked away with the championship for the year with a 23-7 record overall. 4A wrapped up with Rock Creek winning and almost a complete shutout season at 28-1 for their overall season. The 3A division, Hayden ended up walking away with the championship at 18-12 for their overall record. And the 2 and 1A divisions, Medicine Lodge ended up taking that trophy at 17-5 for their regular season. In high school softball, we had Olathe Northwest walk away with that 6A trophy in the softball series at 23-4 for the regular season. Bishop Carroll having 5A being the champions there at 27-4. And Omega walking away with that 4A crown. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team lost a doubleheader at Seneca, 15-13 and 14-10 on Wednesday. Marysville senior Legion team 1-3 on the season. Home opener hosting Donovan County Sunday games at 3 and 5 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. We continue our coverage from the state track meet at Wichita and our focus Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights.
Both Frankfort boys and girls track teams entered last week's state meet looking to compete, and after 3 school records and 1 gold medal, both teams did just that. On the girls' side, freshman Tessa Parthmer had a strong showing in the 100 hurdles, breaking the school record in the preliminary runs while finishing third in finals and also bringing home a 4th place finish in the 300 hurdles. While senior Emma Hardwick finished her high school career with a 12th place finish in long jump and a 6th place finish in the 300 hurdles. With 3 relay teams competing for the Lady Wildcats, the 4x4 and 4x8 teams both placed in the top 4 with a 8th place finish from the 4x1 squad. The Frankfort boys 4x1 relay team of Lane Loizo, Fred Hyde, Brock Armstrong, and Carter Olson led the way by bringing home the gold and resetting their own school record last Saturday. Senior Ole Martin Savay closed his career out with a 2nd place finish in discus while also breaking the 40-year-old school record. Juniors Carter Olson and Lane Loizo had strong showings for the Wildcats as Loizo claimed third in the Open 200 and fourth in the 100, with Olsen claiming a second-place finish in the 100. Fellow juniors Ty Smith and Trent Hardin also competed well in field events, with Smith claiming an eighth-place finish in javelin and Hardin a seventh in triple jump. When the dust settled, the Frankfort boys were able to bring home a fourth-place finish in Class 1A this year. Sending 10 athletes to state track in Class 2A last week, the Valley Heights Mustangs' lone female competitor, junior Tessa Miller, was back for her second straight year in javelin and claimed an eighth-place finish. On the boys' side, Creighton Smith, Tyra Wagner, and Montana Martin all finished top 15 in their field events, with freshman Aiden Unruh finishing top 10 in pole vault. On the track, the 4x1 team of Carson Spoontz, Kaysen Bigham, Montana Martin, and Aiden Unruh finished fifth for the Mustangs' highest placing of the weekend. For a complete list of results from state track last Saturday, please go to KNDYradio.com under the Sports tab. And stay tuned, as tomorrow we will finish up our recaps here on KNDY Radio.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors. From Can-Equip, get 0% financing for up to 84 months. With either model, you'll enjoy efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. Roll into Can-Equip in Marysville for all the details. Offer ends June 30th.
For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Several new Panicle hydrangea varieties expand planting possibilities for gardens and containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Little Hottie is a compact, heat-tolerant hydrangea that performs equally well in Minnesota as Georgia. The 3 to 5 foot tall plant, introduced by Bailey's Nursery, is covered with large white blooms that turn soft pink in fall. A trio of new hydrangeas are available from proven winners. Limelight Prime blooms earlier with more vivid color on a smaller plant than the original Limelight hydrangea. Quickfire Fab shares all the positive attributes of Quickfire plus big showy mophead flowers. Last of the trio is Firelight Tidbit. It produces large, lush flowers midsummer on compact 2 to 3 feet tall plants. The white blossoms turn bright pink to red and remain colorful until frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
When 51 inches of rain falls in an area in 1 month, well, it's likely there are going to be problems. Here, those problems prove tragic. It's our story for this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
May 31st, 1889. 51 inches of rain in 1 month was about to break the South Fork Dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Manager Colonel Unger and a young civil engineer named Johnny Park worked to save the dam and ultimately warn those downriver.
Colonel Unger says to Johnny Park, "Take my horse and ride down to South Fork. Send this message. South Fork Dam is becoming dangerous and may possibly go. Prepare for the worst." So Park climbs on his horse and he rides down into South Fork. Well, he doesn't know anyone in South Fork, so he hails this fellow. And so Park hands him this message and he says, "Well, take that up into the tower and have the telegraph operator telegraph this message down to Johnstown."
Gregory Zaborowski shares the story from Johnstown National Historic Site.
The people in Johnstown didn't feel that they were in danger because they were 14 miles away. They felt that the water, by the time it reached Johnstown, would dissipate. And remember, in the 1860s, when the dam had broke and there was leakage, there wasn't hardly any damage to Johnstown.
The dam simply disintegrated. It took 45 minutes for the lake to empty.
At one point, they say that the water had reached a height of 110 feet. It was going at different speeds, too. Some say it was traveling at 100 miles an hour. You got 20 million tons of water traveling at 100 miles an hour to slowing down to 10 miles an hour. But when it started to reach Johnstown and the valley widened, the water was traveling at about 40 miles an hour and it was at a height of about 40 feet.
That wall of water was now thundering toward Johnstown. More next time as we travel the countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCray.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly. So don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending and all of us are doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers. But if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick. And then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever is in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather. You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in downtown Marysville is this Friday and Saturday. A fan favorite is back with wristbands on sale for the People's Choice Barbecue Tasting Saturday at 2 p.m. $25 to sample. Get yours today from the Chamber Main Street office in Marysville or online at bigblueriverdays.com. An invitation from Blue Valley Technologies. Taking pride in being a leader, delivering high-quality, affordable services, including broadband. Experience the Blue Valley difference today with your local provider. Freeze CPA in Marysville offers payroll and tax preparation, business planning services, and more. Call on Marcus Freeze for attentive service at Freeze CPA in Marysville. And Bruna Implement is your Case IH dealer with sales and service locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Greater selection for a greater value from Bruna Implement.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Sometimes the simplest ways just work the best. When you need automotive repair or service, call Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. You'll get an experienced mechanic that you can trust to do the job right the first time. When you call, you'll talk with a mechanic, not an appointment advisor. He'll work to get your job in and out and get you back on the road. Always putting the customer first, Darren works to let you choose how much or how little repair work you actually need. Ask around. His reputation speaks for itself. Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. A little out of the way in the alley at 604 Oak Street in Marysville, but sure worth finding. Call Darren, 562-7745.
Controlling crop pests as we also deal with climate change. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, we talked about how climate change is impacting the ability for farmers to control crop pathogens. Today, we move on to crop pests. Hannah Burak chairs the entomology department at Michigan State University and says climate change opens doors to insect problems we didn't have to face in the past.
When we have the ability to move more items around the world from different places,
we tend to get our bugs with them. And so when we can use different shipping lanes and move goods and supplies in places where we weren't normally shipping them, and we can ship for longer periods of the year, new things are able to be introduced at a more frequent rate. When they're introduced into an environment that is increasingly warmer and may look more like their native habitat, they're more likely to survive, establish, develop, and cause problems. And once they're established in an area, they then experience those increases in range expansion, more numbers of annual generations per year, and higher overwintering survival that all of the organisms that are already found there are experiencing.
Burak says climate change is also altering insect pest patterns we've been used to seeing forever, and not necessarily in a good way. Tomorrow, climate change and pollinators. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Thursday. Sim's back with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 wheat harvest updates are brought to you by Gene Francis and Associates. Call the real estate brokers and auctioneers with four decades of experience at 316-524-8345. Looking in Central Texas first, reports of some wheat fields damaged due to flooding and hail. Wheat harvest has begun in the Rolling Plains. In the South Plains, winter wheat harvest is expected to begin in the coming days. Pending weather, early planted wheat was in fair condition. Later planted wheat was good and benefited from the spring showers as it headed out. In the West region, it was baled for hay or grazed out by livestock. In the west central region, wheat were ready to be harvested as soon as the fields dry out. Wheat harvest began with higher than normal yields reported in the southwest. In South Texas, wheat harvest was good in most areas, while some activity halted due to rain. Producers in the Throckmorton area reported yields between 15 to 45 bushels an acre. Harvest progress again stalled due to humidity. As far north as Young County, harvest was at about 15 to 20% complete. Test weights were lower where rust was more severe. Yields were 25 to 50 bushels per acre. Producers saw increased harvest activity over the weekend before forecasted rain. In the Sooner State, wheat harvest continued to move forward in southwest and central Oklahoma, but rains in parts of southwest and northern Oklahoma that were received today delay harvest and most likely in the next couple of days. Wheat taken at locations in southwest, south central, and central Oklahoma have had favorable test weights and yields reported at the time. Protein ranges are varying, but most locations are at about 11 to 11.2% average. Early reports of wheat being harvested in northern Oklahoma are also showing promising yields with a decent test weight. Here in Kansas now, there's been many reports that most likely the combines will hit the fields next week, pending, of course, cooperating weather and the fields drying out, but in terms of winter wheat headed was at 94%, ahead of 81% last year and 86% for the five-year average. Coloring was 53%, mature was 2%. NAS winter wheat condition rated 11% very poor, 21% poor, 36% fair, 29% good, and 3% excellent, according to NAS. Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call or go visit Charity for all of your hydraulic needs. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your harvest updates only here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Test drive a Ferris mower today at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Ferris Zero Turn Mowers, equipped with patented suspension technology, offer a consistent cut with added operator comfort and productivity. Work hard and feel good every time you mow. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment's newest location, south of 21st and Andover Road, or west location, south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Hoppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Hoppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Hoppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work!
Always happy with your five-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Agricultural property lines aren't always obvious and can cause bad blood between neighbors. Sometimes it's resolvable, sometimes it's not. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Property lines of the multi-generation family farm you live on were originally laid out with a big oak tree on one side and a giant rock on the other, but the old oak tree isn't there anymore. Do you fight about the exact boundary line with your neighbor or work something out? Rusty Rumley is a senior staff attorney at the National Agricultural Law Center. He says boundary dispute resolutions vary from state to state. One option is to have a survey done, but you still might not have the answers you want.
One thing that's kind of important to realize with these surveys is you can call three surveyors. They can all come out. They all do a survey. They all do a competent job, and none of those survey lines are on the exact same spot as the others. Sometimes they're really close to one another, but the odds of them being exactly where the others are usually isn't all that high, especially when you get into ones that are not as cut and dry.
Sometimes a survey that shows a definitive property line isn't the final answer.
Other things can influence whether or not your rights to that particular piece of land have been curtailed at some point through things like adverse possession or boundaries by acquiescence. There's other types of ways that the survey might be accurate, and this might be land that originally belonged to this parcel, but over time it's been lost.
The most expensive approach is going to court. Ask yourself, is the battle worth it? Because not only are you losing money in lawyer's fees, you may also lose a friend. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about handling boundary disputes in your state at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new 2024 1500 and 2500 model Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500s in the Trail Boss and High Country Edition, and a pair of 2500 HD, both LTZ71 packages. New trucks awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Extension weed scientist warns farmers of how the weeds in their fields may be gaining more metabolic resistance or strengthening their ability to break down herbicides upon application. Jeremy Kwame explains what metabolic resistant weeds can mean for Kansas growers.
You know, when it comes to herbicide resistance, we've been talking about, you know, target site resistance, but also non-target site resistance. And so metabolic resistance is part of the non-target site resistance. And so what happens is the weeds are increasing their capacity of their ability to degrade herbicides faster. So they have this ability to break down herbicides to some what we call metabolites, which are no longer like, you know, toxic for the plant. So this is basically what we call metabolic resistance. And so there are like some large enzyme families that are responsible for breaking down those chemistries. So we have what we call the cytochrome P450s, but also we have the glutathione S transferases or GSTs.
Kwame discusses the start clean and stay clean strategy that helps with fighting metabolic resistance in wheat fields.
One aspect we always talk about is how, you know, they need to start clean and stay clean, which means they have to always, you know, plant in wheat-free, you know, fields and prevent those, you know, field-to-field and even within-field wheat seed movement, which means, you know, make sure that the equipment which are used in one field before they move to another field, they get those cleaned to remove any potential wheat seeds there and prevent any wheat seed, you know, influx from the borders, because, you know, those borders need to be kept as clean as possible. The thing is, some weeds such as palmer do have, you know, separate male and female plants. And if we have some infestations in the border, we can have a transfer of resistance to a field.
He relays another avenue producers can take to oppose metabolic resistance.
Our residual herbicides, which are really critical, you know, because our, you know, residual programs help us, you know, prevent those weeds from emerging. And also, like, post-emergence herbicides have to be optimized, be timely, and use multiple effective herbicide mode of actions for those programs.
That was Jeremy Kwame, K-State Extension weed scientist, on how farmers can act against metabolic resistance. Learn more in a K-State Agronomy e-update article titled "Metabolic Resistance, a Pressing Threat Requiring Immediate Action." I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises and promotions, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still a mostly lower day in the grains and the oil seeds, mixed to slightly lower in the livestock. The cattle markets is where they are seeing the lower figures. June live cattle currently at $183 per hundredweight. That's 35 cents in the red. August down 37 at 179.82. Same story for the feeders. August feeder cattle down $1.17 at 259.07. September at $260.75. That's down $1.05. Hogs, though, are higher. June hogs up 47 cents to 94.25, July up to 97.05. That's 72 cents in the green. Into the grains and oil seeds now. Row crops are seeing slightly lower numbers, including July corn down 6 at 449.5. September's down 6 and 3 quarters at 458.25. Soybeans have kind of been back and forth today, a volatile day of trade. However, slightly lower. July beans back down 2 and 3 quarters at 12.11.25. August trading at 12.10 a bushel. That's down 3 and 3/4 cent. July soy meal down 4.10 at 365. And soybean oil also a bit weaker. July down 22 points at 45.60. Cotton is also trending downward, sharply lower. July cotton down 360 at 77.50. Into the wheat markets, this has taken the brunt of the hit today. Double-digit losses, Chicago, spring, and Kansas City wheat all experiencing. July Kansas City wheat down 11.25 at 708.5. September to 11.5 in the red, that's at 722.25. Oats are seeing some two-sided trade now. However, the immediate month of July down 1.25 at 383.25. Into the energy markets, all red on the screen today. July crude oil down 145 at 77.79. Unleaded gas down 7 cents at 240 a gallon, heating oil down 6 at 237, and natural gas down a nickel at 261. Taking a look at the Wall Street now, stocks fall as the sales force drops and investors brace for inflation data. The Dow down 266 at 38,175, S&P's down 8 at 5,258, and the NASDAQ down 59 at 16,861. And lastly, we see the dollar index also sharply lower, the June dollar down 42 points at 104.62. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better
Big Blue River Days on the Bricks in downtown Marysville, Friday, May 31st and Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with the Main Street Cruise, 5 until 8, the Beer Mile Blind Draw Cornhole, and live bands with Live Circuit at 6, and the Mikey Needleman Band is back at 9. Saturday car show registration runs 8 until noon, the show from noon to 2. Kids Zone games and inflatables from 10 to 4 Saturday. Cornhole tourney and taste of barbecue at 2 with the Big Blue Parade at 2:30. And the Stolen Winnebago's live at 9. Full details online at BigBlueRiverDays.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Hard to believe that the Dow Jones closed at 40,000 just 2 weeks ago. This morning, the industrials had surrendered another 390 points from the opening and were barely above 38,000. The S&P and NASDAQ were having a similarly abysmal day. The number of Americans filing claims for jobless benefits ticked up last week to 219,000. The unemployment rate stands at 3.9%, 27 months, though, below 4%, the longest streak since the 1960s. After another big quarter for sales, Abercrombie & Fitch is set to expand. CEO Fran Horowitz tells Yahoo Business the clothing retailer will make a push to open more stores across the country. It's also getting into the men's suit business. With more ships sailing in the Caribbean and to Alaska, some cruise lines are starting to offer discounts to fill up empty cabins. Reuters says prices on some Caribbean trips are down more than 20% compared to a year ago. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a longtime, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com. Then reach out with your questions and/or application today.